My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Unfilmable, the Patreon bonus show where we look at horror media.
Yeah, and this month we're talking about Seven, which was written by Andrew Kevin Walker, directed by David Fincher, and released in 1995. And if you want proof that we don't plan these things very far ahead, this is episode 78. We could have done this on episode 77.
We could have done this on episode 77. Yeah. The 7ND.
Yep.
This is a story. If you've never seen this before, this is two detectives. They are in the city. That's vague on purpose. Mm-hmm. Investigating the murders committed by a serial killer, each one themed after one of the seven deadly sins.
Which sounds like the dumbest premise on earth, but boy, does it work.
1995, though.
Yeah.
Like, now you couldn't do that.
Oh, no.
Like, not for reasons, but like, it's the thing TV Trope calls Seinfeld is unfunny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's pretty hard to overstate what this was like when it came out.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're in kind of like a Jacob's Ladder territory in that respect.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, yeah.
You know, 90s things that were hugely influential and kind of became, codified a lot of tropes and kind of things that we now see as a little bit pat.
Yeah.
But were exceedingly fresh when I was a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, by the time Adaptation came out, like, roughly, like, 10 years later, like, mm-hmm. this became the kind of script that the twin brother would write.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You're Kiss the Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And along came a spider.
So, your saws and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw mine in. I'll throw my sacred cow in. It's fun.
Yeah. This was very influential.
Mm-hmm.
It's exceedingly bleak, both like in terms of tone and philosophically.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's about as bleak as it gets. And it is old and very famous. If you haven't seen it, apologies for spoiling it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is worth watching in the year 2025.
Oh, God, yeah. Lord. Yeah.
Enjoyed going back to it, mm-hmm. But we are going to spoil it. So just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. Buyer beware on that. So this is structured as a police procedural. Most of this is going like from crime scene to the station to find a clue to the next crime scene with some conversations, in between.
Yes. And it's one of those things that gives me that beautiful tension that comes from understanding that cops aren't great, but yep. loving detectives.
Yeah. I like, was thinking
detective
about that.
Detective work is so fucking cool.
I really wish detectives weren't cops.
Yeah. They should be a new third thing.
Yeah.
I understand also like what I really want is video game and movie detective work.
Right.
Like real detective work isn't really like this.
Not at
all. It's one of the coolest genres.
Like, yeah.
It's so fucking cool. It also, LA Noir.
Mm-hmm.
That game has a lot of mechanical problems. I still have a huge weakness for it because I love this shit.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a wonderful way to build a story. Like basically anything involving the legal system.
Yeah.
Right. Like detective stories, courtroom dramas, and prison movies. Right.
It's all very cool.
Yeah.
It sucks in real life so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. we have a pretty stacked cast here.
We do.
Our two leads, Detective William Somerset, played by Morgan Freeman, and Detective David Mills, played by Brad Pitt.
Yes. Somerset, Freeman's character, he's this jaded cop who's getting ready to retire. He's disgusted with the city and kind of the apathy that he sees around him and ends up kind of being like a foil for the killer in a way. He's really, educated and dignified. And because of this, the other cops fucking hate this dude.
Yeah. He's not popular with cops.
No.
He's just an institution.
Yeah.
Mills is a young cop, and he willingly transferred into the city, which is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
His career was in the suburb, cushy desk job, basically, and decided to go in the shit. He's much more impulsive and emotional. He's not as cultured. And kind of importantly to the theme, he's more optimistic.
Yes.
He's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
He does this because he thinks he's doing good. Whereas Somerset is questioning whether good can still be done.
Right.